Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Michael Feldman.
Yeah. We have the Feldmans are here. Where are the Feldmans? You're a Feldman? I'm looking at you. I don't recognize you. Huh? You look very nice. You're dressed pretty flashy for a Feldman. Yeah. Oh, can I? Excuse me. I'm just going to lean in. Can I get you to stand up a little bit? Show this outfit that you're wearing here. Can you describe the outfit that you're wearing?
This outfit? Oh, it's skinny pants that are in style right now. And this flashy sweater with this gold. They're gold lamé. They're from Penny's.
JCP. She's got the JCP going on her there. Looks good on you, Feldman. Pat Feldman?
I got them for my last day of school a week ago to celebrate my long-term teaching position I had, because my little girls kept coming in with these fancy socks and tutus and leggings, and I said to the girls, I'm going to come in gold pants, and I did.
Mrs. Fez, Mrs. Feldman?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Mrs. Feldman, she came in gold pants today, I said. Now... But wait a minute, where do your Feldmans where do your Feldmans come from?
Waniwok.
Oh, not our Feldmans then. No. We're from Kiev more than anywhere.
Waniwok.
Waniwok is
near Elroy.
Oh, near Elroy.
Yes. But I'm from Lake Geneva.
Well, is Feldman your family name, or did you marry into a Feldman?
I married into a Feldman family.
Okay. Where did his family come from?
Waniwok.
So there is a Feldman enclave in Waniwok near Elroy.
Yes, yes.
I got it. You know, I have to look into this. Because I took the swab from my cheek to find the DNA, to find our heredity, and they didn't mention Waniwok at all in terms of the possibility.
Well, these ladies would all attest that there's quite a clan up there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are you all Feldman?
No, they're my friends.
Oh. Interesting distinction. Thanks, Pat. Very nice to meet you, and you look very nice. I like that look. I know. Excuse me. I'm sorry. My problem. I didn't mean, was that your foot I was stepping on the whole time? I apologize. Okay, who is this now? It's on the back here. Mike Fedorov in Fitchburg. Fedorov. Oh, hi. You're right here. That's easy.
Hi.
I said Fedorov, didn't I?
Yeah.
Here, stand up here, Fedorov. Come on, stand over here and let people see us. Mike Fedorov, everybody. Everybody. Mike Fedorov. And from Fitchburg, where do you go? You go to Fitchburg?
No, I go to a school in Verona.
You go to Verona? Which one is it?
Verona Cornell Charter School.
Verona what?
Cornell Charter School.
Oh, it's a charter school?
Yeah.
What is a charter school?
I don't know either.
Well, I would check their charter if I were you, because you could be in the wrong place. And what do you like out there at the charter school in Verona?
My friends.
Your friends, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good bunch of guys. You want to say hello to them? Shout out. They're not listening. Who's your best friend?
Zach.
What do you guys like to do?
Play football.
You're football players, both of you?
Yeah.
They have a team there, or you just play on your own?
We have a team there.
Yeah. Tackle or?
Two-hand touch.
It's touch?
Yeah.
Touch? Is there flags involved?
No.
Okay, that's cool. It's a lot of arguments over whether the guy was tagged or not?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. And Zach is, are you the quarterback and Zach's a receiver?
No, I'm a receiver.
You're the receiver, he's quarterback?
Yeah.
Cool. That's cool. You guys can take this all the way up to, you know, bigger schools. And before you know it, you're in the Big Ten in Maryland. Sounds very cool. Okay, now, yeah, you had some questions, though. Anything I can do for you? What was your favorite subject in grade school?
Yep.
Girls? Do they even have subjects in grade school?
Yeah.
Okay. What's yours?
Math.
Oh, math, okay. Okay, same answer. What is your favorite sport now or in grade school?
Also grade school.
Oh, I didn't have any sport in grade school. I was a pretty fast runner.
Wow.
Okay, we're doing really good here so far. What should I get my dad for Christmas? He doesn't need anything and he's 65. Pretty much answers itself there.
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't need anything and he's 65.
Yeah.
That's two strikes against him right there. What do you usually give him?
Well, cologne sometimes.
Cologne? Wow. Brute? Give him Brute or something like that?
No.
Chanel number 5. But I think, you know, never mind. Maybe a shirt or something.
Yeah, he likes shirts.
Yeah, he probably wears them and everything like that. Does he have a favorite team or something? Give him like a team shirt or something?
He likes the Browns.
Don't get him that.
So, I love the Browns.
Why would you do that?
Because I was born in Cleveland.
Oh, okay, never mind then. Yeah, get him a Browns shirt then. What the heck? They're probably cheap.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
You're a nice guy, and it's been a pleasure meeting you. And best of luck to you. Mike Federer, Pittsburgh. Hey, wait a minute. Wait, we must have something that would be a good present for his dad. He doesn't have to buy anything.
Yeah, I think
what
we
do.
Well, his dad could get some religion playing church bingo, looking for things such as blessings and sin from Say Cheese Designs.
Church bingo?
He does not play bingo.
What else you got there, sir? A shirt or something?
Yeah.
What do we got?
We have a handsome blue polo shirt from the National Mississippi River Museum and Aquarium.
That'll be nice.
He likes shirts.
Cool. Fix you up, man. You're good. All right. We should probably be moving on to the next segment of the show, which is the quiz again. How about the guy in the Christmas sweater? No, did that. Here's your chance. Now, you saw what happened the first time. That could happen to you, ladies and gentlemen, if you play the What Do You Know quiz. If you think you are capable of doing it, you want to do this, huh? Yeah? Have you listened to this quiz? You promised your friends you'd try. Come on here, dear. What? And what is your name?
I'm Claire.
You're Claire? And I think I've seen you dancing, Claire. You're a dancer, aren't you?
One of my many attributes.
And you're a very good dancer, I must say. Claire, give me one good reason you should play this quiz.
Because I'm wearing Christmas reindeer socks.
You are not. You are! All right, Claire. Seals the deal for me. Come on up here, dear. Watch out for the steps. I trip on them all the time. They're killers. Have a seat there, Claire, if you would. Water. I don't think she drank it, though, so I think it's still good. If you need water or anything like that. All right. All right, Claire. You're a dancer, though, aren't you?
I guess you can say that.
Yeah.
My cousins had me take dance classes with them. My cousin had me do this dance intensive that took about a week where I pretty much turned myself into a pretzel.
Yeah, you can dance the pretzel. That's hard to dance.
Very hard to dance.
Dancing...
I actually wound up twisting my foot and dancing on it through the entire recital.
Yeah, yeah. What else do you like to do?
I'm a humongous bookworm, and I'm actually a writer.
You are a writer? What have you written recently?
Oh, gosh. Boy, do I need a novel. I'm working on my 7th novel, actually.
Your 7th novel?
Yep.
Yeah? What's? I can't talk about it. That's bad luck, right?
Oh, no, I can talk about it.
Yeah, it's just general.
I can tell you the working title.
The working title would be good.
If you ever listen to Cole Porter, there's a great song called It's Friendship.
It's Friendship.
Something, something, Blendship.
Yeah. He made those stupid rhymes.
Yeah.
But it was good. Not Cole Porter.
That's my working title.
It's Friendship?
Yeah.
The Blendship, too?
The Blendship.
Oh, the whole thing. Okay.
It's about two best friends. I'm actually writing it for my best friend out in Massachusetts. She doesn't know.
That's very sweet. Very sweet. Okay. Claire, someone out there will play along with you. You know how this quiz works. Have you listened to the show?
I've listened to the show.
Yeah.
I've tried to play along in my own head. I've always...
Yeah. How do you do? You do well?
I do okay. My dad's actually better than me. We actually play in the car. We've been listening to your show for years.
Yeah. Oh, well, thank you. All right. So, Claire, someone out there will play along with you. And how do we do that, Sarah?
People who want to play the quiz are going to pick up the phone and dial 1-800-942-5669.
Okay.
Which is also 1-800-WA-NO or 1-800-WACK-NOW.
Okay. Here's the question. What is Jacobson's organ anyway? This is an organ that doesn't get a lot of attention. It's called Jacobson's organ. We have them. Reptiles have them. The occasional mammal has them. Jacobson's organ. You want to know what is Jacobson's organ? Let's go to the phones right now in Carbondelet, Illinois. Victor's on the line. Hey, Vic.
Hey, Mike.
How are you?
Good.
You're not. Do you know anything about physiology or like that?
Boys, yeah. I don't know. I'm gonna have to guess on this one. I'm familiar with it, but it's been a while.
Okay, Jacobson's organ. What do you think it is? He's lost.
I'm gonna have to say it deals with hibernation.
I'm gonna have to say you're wrong, Victor.
All righty.
I'm sorry though. Try us again. Bye now. Okay. You gave it a lot of thought. Tim's online from Waterville in Maine. Is that right?
You betcha.
How are you?
I'm well.
You said you betcha just to prove you're in Maine, huh? How's the early winter so far in Waterville?
Winter in Maine has deteriorated into kind of a drizzly gray mess.
Oh, you could be here if you want that. Tim, Jacobson's organ. What is it? Or where is it? Or what the heck am I talking about?
Does it have something to do with smell?
Yes, Tim. Oh, what a guy. Let's leave it at that. Why beat it to death? It's the only organ he has. Yes, Jacobson's organ. It's actually the organ that does smells, certain types of smells. There are actually wet smells, saturated moisture type smells, because they're very fussy about that sort of thing. Well, that's, how did you know that, Tim?
I have a reptile poster.
Oh.
And I have a diagram of the head. And.
Oh. What are the odds?
I've had it occasionally.
What are the odds on that? And it has Jacobson's noted on the reptile poster?
Yeah, well, on the part, it shows the snake with an arrow.
You know, that's why I love doing this show, Tim. The one chance in a million or more that you would have a reptile poster showing Jacobson's organ on it, on your wall, and for that to come up. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, well,
yeah.
Strange things happen.
Tim, this is Claire. She is your partner in crime here.
Hi, Claire. Tim.
The two of you work together, and, it's cooperative. Okay?
I'm in.
Okay, you're in. Okay. therefore, we need to know what categories we have here.
The categories, Sarah, are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, or odds and ends.
Okay, Tim, you pick the first one. What would you like?
Odds and ends.
Odds and ends, or could be anything. Okay. Does fog or rain ground mosquitoes?
Fog or rain?
Yes.
Oh, I know the answer to this question. Fog does. Well, I know that rain doesn't, and if one of them has to, then it has to be fog.
Oh.
Claire? I'm going to agree with Tim. He sounds very sure on this.
So he just happens to know all these things. Yes, you're right. Fog will ground the mosquito. It interferes with their... How do you like that? And the rain usually misses them anyhow. You know, raindrops go around the average mosquito, so they don't even get hit. So. Yes.
Well, they do get hit, but they just bounce around.
Yeah, but they keep flying, being mosquitoes. So did you say the score?
I'm going to say it right now. It's
okay.
One right and zero wrong.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Okay.
And the categories left are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school or science.
Claire, what would you like?
Let's go with places.
Places could be anywhere. Okay. Oh, for French tweets, do they use the to or the vous when tweeting? Are you on Twitter?
No, but I'm on Facebook.
You're on Facebook?
Well, certainly not.
French tweets. Is it the to, the familiar, or the formal, the vous? Wow. I took French 2 years. That's all I know.
I think I'm going to go with, I would say vous, French people, they like to be precise in their language. So that would be my, that's yes.
But Twitter is not necessarily a formal
but communication.
Now, you know mosquitoes. Do you know French people? That's the question.
Well, there's a lot of French people in Maine.
Well, that's true, yes. Claire, you want to weigh in on this?
I would have to go. I took 6 weeks of French when I was in the sixth grade.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to go with vous.
The vous, you say the formal, too?
Yeah.
Even in Twitter or messaging? Please, please, please. So Tim, that's your final conclusion? Two? Vous?
No, I don't think it is.
No, it isn't? He's rethinking it.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, maybe because it's shorter.
Yeah, that is true.
You only have 100 and...
Okay, I'm signing on and going firmly with two. Yeah.
Two is right, yes, two. The informant. They probably abbreviated it that.
That's two right and zero wrong.
Okay.
And the categories left are current events, people, things you should have learned in school, or science.
All right, Tim, what would you like?
Well, I'm still in school.
Okay.
So let's go with things I should have learned had I been paying attention.
Okay. What school are you at there, Tim?
I'm at my seventh college.
Oh.
And I'm thinking about making the jump to my eighth college.
Yeah. You keep changing majors? Is that what happens, or just colleges?
I'm curious. I try something, and then I try something else, and then, I get kicked out every once in a while.
Oh, you get kicked out some? Okay. All right.
Well, it's not all the college. It's, sometimes it's me.
Yeah, okay. We don't have to go into it, then. That's okay. Here it is, then. School. This has been studied, actually, and they now know the result of this. Should it be, when you drop something, should it be the 5-second rule, the 1-second rule, or the no second rule in terms of dropping something and then feeling you can eat it, dropping something on
Like officially? Like what health experts would recommend?
In terms of, being infested with bacteria, is there a 5-second rule, a 1-second rule, or a no second rule when you drop something?
Well, if bacteria is involved, I don't think it's a 5-second.
No.
No.
What do you think it is?
Well, I grew up with a nurse for a mom, so I know she would want me to say the right answer if I knew it.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing it's the 1-second rule. What do you think, Tim?
I think it's the 0-second rule.
Okay.
I think that.
So you think no matter if you drop it, it's going to get infested with some level of bacteria? Is what you're saying?
Yeah, no matter how short a time it's on the floor.
I'm going to go with Tim's answer in this one.
You are? Okay.
Yep.
Last one, too, though. This is getting to be a habit.
Well, I'll let Claire take the next one.
The no second rule is right. Congratulations. Oh, they've won it so easily. It was too easy. The questions are too easy. Mosquitoes and no second rule. Well, they could quit here, couldn't they?
They could, or they could go on for the mother load, which would mean risking it all.
Yeah. How does that work then, Sarah?
They have to get one more question right.
One more question right? Really? And then they get everything.
Mother load, yeah.
The mother load.
Yeah.
When you say the mother load, that entails what?
All sorts of prizes. It means I have to read even faster.
Oh, even faster?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, there it is. You can quit now and take, some good stuff. Or go for the cornucopia, the mother load, the giant kielbasa.
What do you think, Tim? Should we go for it?
Go big or go home.
What? Go big or go home?
Go big or go home.
Okay.
All right.
They're
going big.
They're going big. Or they're going home. I don't know which.
So the categories remaining are current events, people, or science.
Okay. And I think, is it back to Tim? No.
It's Claire's turn.
Claire, what would you like?
My turn.
Science or
science.
What? Science?
Science.
I'm not trying to push
no,
you.
No, no. I'm thinking of the guy on the phone. Science.
Okay. Science or thing.
Oh, you should have gone with current events then, Claire. Okay.
All right, here it is then. Will a yeast mother...
Oh, boy.
A yeast mother... Will she sacrifice herself by shoving her internal mitochondria into her children to her own detriment, the yeast mother cell? Are they human mothers, in other words?
There's nothing my mother wouldn't do for me, so why not a yeast mother?
Go along with that, Claire?
Yeah, I'm going to go along with Tim.
Again? He's right, yes! The yeast mother cell will sacrifice everything by shoving her internal mitochondria into her own.
You won a genuine Mississippi pig. pickle fork, a piece of delightfully repurposed mismatched silver in the Everyday Heirloom Collection from the Screaming Porch Gift Company in Bay St. Louis, Mississippi. Make your own holiday morsels using clear toy candy, all about the traditional holiday treat with steps for making your own candy from Nancy Fassolt. Celebrate the favorite libation of any holiday wearing a gray t-shirt with a distressed logo from Trogues Brewery in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And survive the holidays playing What Do You Know? The Party Game, including questions, cards, and contestants, along with the festive Michael Feldman bobblehead from Out of the Box Publishing, available exclusively at notmuch.com. Tim, celebrate 25 years of never-ending, side-splitting, wireless comedy with the limited-edition commemorative What Do You Know? Silver Jubilee Quarter, featuring Small Talk Radio's founding father, Feldman, and the matchless Feldmingo. Then harken back to a simpler time with Richard Carpenter's Railroad Atlas of the United States in 1946, Volume 1, The Mid-Atlantic States, from Johns Hopkins University Press. Wash your hair the old-fashioned way with a bar of J.R. Liggett soap. It multitasks for shaving, washing dishes, or clothes from the Duluth Trading Company. And wallow in the aural glories of Liturgy of St. John Chrysostom, among other delights from old Mother Russia, on the CD What Do You Know About Rachmaninoff, with communist free liner notes by Michael Feldman on Nimbus Records. Congratulations to you both.
Nice work, Claire. Congratulations. I'll see you on the dance floor, Claire. Tim, you can go now, Tim. But hang on for a second, and we'll make sure you get all that stuff. Thanks for playing. You may reseat. Thanks, Claire. You did a great job. Careful on those steps. As I said, they are a mess.